The Ontario government is introducing legislation today that will give municipalities and police new resources and enforcement power to address the growing problem of homeless encampments and crack down on illegal drug use in parks and public spaces. Mayors and residents from communities across Ontario have been clear that enough is enough when it comes to encampments and illegal drug use in our parks and public spaces, said Premier Doug Ford. Families deserve to enjoy their local parks and playgrounds without fearing for their kids. People facing homelessness or addiction and mental health challenges should be supported in the right settings. The federal government's approach of legalizing dangerous drugs for use in our communities has failed and it needs to end. Ontario will spend $75.5 million to support homelessness prevention and provide people living in encampments with access to reasonable alternative accommodation, says a government news release. The province is dedicating $75.5 million to programs that provide more long-term stable housing and temporary accommodations for those living in encampments, including $5.5 million to top up the Canada-Ontario Housing Benefit, COBE, to immediately free up emergency shelter spaces for people living in encampments by helping people living in shelters move into longer-term housing. $20 million to expand shelter capacity and create additional temporary accommodation spaces, like tiny modular units and climate-controlled semi-permanent structures, to provide people living in encampments with accessible alternative living options. $50 million in funding was designated for ready-to-build affordable housing projects across the province. This funding will be allocated based on how close a project is to completion, as well as its value for money, to help projects near completion but in need of targeted additional funding to open their doors faster. This initiative includes $44.5 million in new provincial funding and $31 million from the Canada-Ontario Community Housing Initiative. Service managers who receive funding will be required to report back to the province on the number of individuals moved from encampments into new accommodations, says the release. They will also be required to submit spending plans to the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing for review and approval, to ensure the province's $654 million yearly investment in the homelessness prevention program is being used effectively and in line with the shared provincial and municipal goal of ending encampments by providing safe and stable housing for people at risk of homelessness. To help clear parks and public spaces of encampments, the Safer Municipalities Act, 2024 includes amendments to the Trespass to Property Act, which applies to private businesses, offices, stores, hotels, parks, and vacant land. The amendments will increase penalties for people who deliberately and continually break the law by adding the new aggravating factors of continuous trespassing and the likelihood of reoffending. In cases where these factors are present, these new tools will be applied by the court during sentencing. The government is also introducing the Restricting Public Consumption of Illegal Substances Act, 2024, that will allow police officers and other provincial offences officers to direct individuals to stop using illegal substances or to leave the public space. This will allow them to issue a ticket or arrest someone who does not comply, providing an important additional tool to stop the consumption of illegal drugs in public spaces. People found guilty of violating this legislation, including those doing so in encampments, could face fines of up to $10,000 or up to 6 months in prison. As part of the province's focus on long-term treatment and recovery, the government is exploring new judicial approaches that provide the option of rehabilitation as an alternative to incarceration in the event of minor or nonviolent drug crimes. Using illegal drugs in public is unacceptable, says Solicitor General Michael Kersner. Everyone should feel safe when going to a park, riding transit, or walking through their neighborhoods. Public safety is our top priority, and that is why we are providing police with the tools they need to confidently keep our communities safe, knowing we stand with them every day. Premier Ford's announcement of additional funding for more shelter spaces, temporary housing, and affordable housing units is welcome news, says Paul Lefebvre, mayor of Greater Sudbury. This approach prioritizes the dignity and well-being of individuals in need while balancing other residents' right to feel safe in public spaces.